be with you. A reading from Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will know also my Father. From now on, you don't know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Be seated. It's a mystery for the disciple to see Jesus, is to see God the Father. And today, perhaps we can say the same logic. When people see us, they see Jesus. Yesterday we celebrate the feast of St. Athanasius. He's the one who promotes God. Jesus is God and man. So he gave his life for us. His life divine. So when we receive the Holy Communion, we receive divinity of him. So we are divinized in us. So in a certain sense, when people see us, they see Jesus. So it's important not that people see us or not see us, but important that we live the life of Jesus. That's what Paul says, today is not I live, but Jesus lives in me. That's more important. But many times we forget. We thought we are part of the community and Jesus is far, far away. But Jesus knows, I am with you. I am in you. If Jesus said, whoever sees him sees God the Father, nobody can have seen the Father, but sees him as a body, but he's God. So today, we are no body, but we have the divinity in us. God is with us. Especially, we have the grace to receive the Holy Communion, the Eucharist. We are divinized in him. So, important is to live like Jesus on earth. Patience, but with joy. Always looking for upward. Whatever you do is the will of God the Father. It is most important. When we do things according to the will of God, we are in him. So it's not something mysterious. It's something we have to walk with Jesus. Jesus is inviting us, come and follow me. We have to walk with him. He cannot say we follow you and then he do everything. Yes, Jesus will do everything. But first of all, we have to say our yes. If we do each one of us in a different way, the will of God for each one of us, then we are in him. And we are blessed. So we thank the Lord And today we have these two saints. They were celebrated together. Some people ask why they, Philip and James, put together these two names. Very simple, because they are buried in Basilica of the Church of Apostles in Rome, and these two in the same altar. And that's why the church celebrates these two names together. Anyway, they are our brothers. So let's offer ourselves, following them. We can be persecuted like James the First. He was stoned to death. And James the Second, James the Less, he's the Bishop of Jerusalem for 37 years as a bishop. So also we pray for the church in Jerusalem these days.